Broken Promises. Madeline stood at the edge of the cliff, watching the massive waves crashing against the rocks below. A sea wind whipped her hair, the unruly strands covering her face, hiding her tears. She chided herself for her stupidity. No, naivety was more like it. She had believed every word, trusting him completely. But Nathan was not trustworthy. Ask anyone, especially his family. They knew. They all did. Yet no one had warned her. Of course, she probably never would have believed them since she had been too besotted to see the truth. Storm clouds loomed over the horizon, ribbon lightning flashing across the sky as thunder rumbled in the distance. A gentle rain started to fall, but Madeline did not care. Her body was numb to nature's fury, just as her soul was numb to the truth. She had sinned, and she was being punished for being a harlot and a thief, because that was what she was. She shivered slightly, staring at the sea as her life flashed before her. She had been a God-fearing person who obeyed the law. When had it all gone wrong? Addison University provided an excellent education for the offspring of the privileged class. Its faculty was renowned in diversified fields, attracting students from across the globe. Madeline had studied finance, excelling in risk management, which landed her a position in a prestigious Wall Street firm. Within 2 years, she had been appointed comptroller, an extraordinary achievement for a woman her age in a male-dominated company. That was when Nathan Weiler, the CEO, noticed the newest addition to his executive staff. Madeline had been working late, as she did most evenings since there was no one waiting for her at home. She was reviewing a spreadsheet when Nathan walked into her office, sat down, and began asking questions. As the minutes ticked away, Madeline found herself sharing too much of her life to a man she did not know, even though he was her boss. Yet she did not feel uncomfortable speaking with him. Nathan was charming, a warm and sensitive person who had listened intently to her every word. When he had noticed the time and asked her if she would like a bite to eat, she did not hesitate, being caught up in the moment. Enrico's Cafe was a quaint Italian restaurant that Nathan frequented a few times a week. In fact, he had his own private table, which was located in a dimly lit corner towards the back of the room. Neither of them paid much attention to the food as their eyes locked, the softly piped classical music contributing to the romantic setting. Madeline did not want the evening to end, wishing that time would stand still as she finished her wine while Nathan paid the bill. As they stepped outside, Nathan grasped her hand, squeezing her fingers when they crossed the street, as he led her to an apartment building where the doorman greeted his well-known resident before opening the door.